Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. It's just you and me. I'm reviewing the most recent NFIB index of economic conditions as small business conditions, I should say, that Bill Dunkelberg produces every month. And it's just me because Bill wasn't able to join us today. But I just wanted to continue to review that. You know, I'm looking over here at one of the notes he made in his summary. You know, I used the term earlier without realizing what he had said on this other page. I used the word doldrums. I said, you know, it seems like small business owners may be in the doldrums. But here's just to give you an example of how it hit both of us. This is what Bill said. It appears that the small business sector remains in a rut. Well, a rut is just like the doldrums. That's what's the same thing. Unable to find reasons to ramp up hiring and capital spending. And he said, and then in parentheses, he said, drained by a 2-year-plus recession period. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier. And so now I took, you know, without realizing that was his summary, I took the same away from it. And one of the things that we're seeing is in the report is that capital spending fell again. So small business owners are not reporting that they're spending money on capital spending. On capital items like machines and vehicles and fixtures and things like that. Not inventory. That's not the same thing. But also, he reported that 91% of all small business owners have all the credit that they need. Think about that. 9 out of 10 small business owners seek no credit. Are they at least? He didn't say they didn't seek any credit, but they were all squared away. They either didn't need it, or they could get it if they wanted it. Well, let me tell you something, folks. For an economy to grow, 9 out of 10 small businesses do not all have their credit needs met. Some of those people need to be looking for a loan. They need to be wanting a business loan, and when they're not, that means that's back to the sales issue. So what is this? What does all this tell us? I think it tells us what I've been telling you for a year and a half or more, and that is that this thing that we're in right now is a marathon. That's what M stands for. That's my M recovery I've been telling you about. M stands for marathon. This is not a sprint. In the past, for most of you out there listening to my voice, most of you have only experienced a recession followed by a quick recovery because the economy picked up that quickly, or it wasn't that big a recession to come out of, so the recovery didn't have to last long. We had that in 91. We had that in 2000 and 2001. Those last two were like that. And I'll tell you, folks, this one's not like that. This one is more like the one we had in the mid-70s. It's more like the ones we had after in 81 and 83. I was in the marketplace for all of those. And this one is a marathon. It's more of a marathon recovery than any of those other recoveries that I've experienced. And folks, I'll tell you, we just have to realize this. And so when you think of recovery, when you think of where we're going, when you think of how your business is going to be performing over the next year or two or three, you need to settle into a marathon gear. And as you know, a marathon gear is a when you hear somebody talking about running a marathon, they find a pace that they're conditioned to hold for a long time. There's going to be for most, not for all small businesses, but for a lot of small businesses, for the next year or two, in some cases, maybe even 3 years, it may not be all that exciting. You're gonna block and tackle, so to speak. You're just gonna do the fundamentals, and you're gonna run this marathon. But here's the good news, folks, and I mean this with all my heart. The good news is, if you have been able to pull all that off and you're still in business, I think you will ultimately be more profitable because you're going to have fewer competitors. You're going to be more efficient because of what you've gone through, and you'll be able to withstand anything and any kind of a challenge that hits you. You'll be able to deal with it because you've already been through a pretty tough time. And so that's your goal. That's the finish line I want you to look at. I don't know if it's tomorrow, a year from now, two or three for your company, but I want you to think about that. I'm going to have to go, actually, for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't forget, in the next hour, Arnold Palmer. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.